Hey, Robin.
Hey, Mary.
I'm so glad to see you again.
Thank God for his mercy.
Yeah. And I can't believe we're already almost through the end of the first month in 2025. Time is flying.
I know. Happy, happy new year. Happy new month.
I mean, and I can't believe it's 2025. Time is really scooting along.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah. And one day is, or a thousand days is like a, for us, is like a day for the Lord or something like that.
Yes.
I mean, I guess it's not really scooting along for the one who stands outside of time, but us little humans, especially the older you get, right?
Right. He created time for us, but he's in eternity. And can you imagine how eternity is going to be? It's going to be awesome.
Well, I mean, it really kind of started as soon as we accepted Christ.
Exactly, you know, exactly.
We stepped into eternity. But
that's right, that's right. But because we live in the fallen world and we have this flesh to deal with.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it, does it?
It doesn't always feel like it, no.
Yeah, January, historically, most people is the month where most people are saying New Year's resolutions, New Year, New Me, and so on. It's also you know, one of the colder months and snowstorms and being locked in and sort of, you know, being in a funk, you know, whether you have a cold or whether you, and I've had one, like for months, I've had something and it's still hanging on, but it's getting better. And so anyway, we were looking at the Psalms in January this year.
Yeah. And the Psalms are so beautiful. And I think Psalm 37 is the one we're doing right now. Mm-hmm. We are doing Psalm 37.
Yeah, Psalm 37. And we're really looking at setting our heart on trusting the Lord and not putting our trust in anything else.
We just thank God for his word that he gave us, his love letter in the Bible.
Yes.
And we can rest in him
his
knowing.
His promises.
His promises are yes and amen.
And he is so faithful.
Oh, he is. Thank God.
Well, will you kick it off for us in Psalm 37? Now, I'll say this. It's a long psalm and we're doing the whole psalm.
We are. And
so you're going to read the first half and I'm going to read the second half.
Exactly. And the word is so rich. It's nourishment. It's medication and nourishment to our bones. So let me start out Psalm 37, a psalm of David. Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as a green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only causes harm. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you will look carefully for his place, but it shall be no more. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plots against the just and gnashes at him with his teeth. The Lord laughs at him, for he sees that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn the sword and have bent their bow, to cast down the poor and the needy, to slay those who are of upright conduct. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever.
They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord, like the splendor of the meadows, shall vanish. Into smoke they shall vanish away. The wicked borrows and does not repay, but the righteous shows mercy and gives. For those blessed by him shall inherit the earth, but those cursed by him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. I have been young, and now I'm old. Yet I've not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. He's ever merciful and lends, and his descendants are blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loves justice and does not forsake his saints. They are preserved forever, but the descendants of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell in it forever. The mouth of the righteous speaks wisdom, and his tongue talks of justice. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. The wicked watches the righteous and seeks to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he's judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you shall see it. I've seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a native green tree. Yet he passed away, and behold, he was no more. Indeed, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the blameless man and observe the upright, for the future of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The future of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He's their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they trust in him.
Wow.
That's a long mouthful.
But it is so beautiful that the Lord, he's going to deliver us. And just think, Mary, how many times he's delivered us individually.
And peace.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things I noticed. It says, find it.
Yeah.
The future of that man is peace.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, am I blameless? Well, I'm as much a sinner as anybody else. And I, you know, and sometimes if you look at my track record, maybe even more. I don't know if that's a real thing or not.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, Jesus gave me his record.
Yeah.
And took my record.
That's right.
On the cross. And he reconciled me to God, making me blameless before God.
Mm.
So in that sense, that's how I read it.
Yeah.
You know, I read it from this side of the cross. And he says, mark the blameless man and observe the upright, for the future of that man, that person, is peace. I don't have to be afraid of the end.
Mm-hmm.
Because
that's right. That's right.
You know, when I die and I face the Lord, just like everybody else, he's going to say, what did you do with my son? And, you know, I made Jesus my Savior. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, God saved me through Christ.
Amen.
And then when he wants to talk about what did you do with what I gave you,
mm-hmm.
well, you know, I didn't do a perfect job on that, but I don't have to be perfect because Jesus was and is.
Right.
I don't have to be perfect. I don't have to be afraid.
Yes. And it's all him. And I love it when it says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. When we go through a sickness or an illness, we want to rest in him and wait patiently for him to heal us. And he will. But resting in the Lord, there's great peace and resting in the Lord, because the whole world is swirling around us.
And also emotional, right?
Yeah,
emotional. It's not just physical.
Yeah.
You know, if all of the folks distracted and irritated, boy, if you're trying to return something in January, I mean, you know, you're not alone in traffic.
Yeah. That's right. And there are distractions, there are irritants, and people can be right nasty.
Uh-huh.
And to respond in love is always an act of the Holy Spirit, you know. And I failed at that miserably even last week, and the Lord just really dealt with me. I had to repent, but it really, he listens. The Lord is omniscient. He's omnipresent. He sees it all, and, mm-hmm. and you know, but I'm human. I'm flesh, and I blew it pretty yeah. bad.
I blow it every day. So you know, hey, if you blow it, welcome to the human race.
Yeah, but God is faithful, and yeah. He, we're righteous only because of Him.
Mm-hmm.
It's His righteousness, not our righteousness.
That's right, and I love that part towards the end of the psalm. It says, mm-hmm. "The salvation of the righteous is from the Lord."
Yeah,
He is their strength in time of trouble. He, you know, so if I'm looking to, you know, remember the 1950s commercials or you know, how to be swell, you know, yeah. if I'm looking, how can I succeed in life? How can I be sure of my salvation? I was talking to a girl yesterday. I said, how do you know you're going to heaven? And she said, well, if I die today, I will. If I die today, I'll go to heaven. And I thought, you know, like, is that really on the table for you? And unfortunately, she was not interested in knowing how she could be certain. And I know for a fact that I'm going to heaven because it's not up to me.
Mm-mm.
Now, if it were up to me,
mm-hmm.
I would have zero confidence. But salvation, the responsibility for that is on the Lord. All of the work was done at the cross by mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. He lived a sinless life for 33 years.
He sure did.
And then He finished the work, and He even said so. It is finished. I can't add anything to the work of Jesus
Mm-mm.
for my salvation. So my salvation comes from the Lord.
Yeah.
I don't worry about that.
Yeah. And to know that gives you such a confidence, you know.
And yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say in Psalm 37, in our Psalm 3 and 4, trust in the Lord and do good, dwell on the land and feed on His faithfulness.
His faith.
Yeah, it's His faithfulness, and yeah. we do good because we love Him.
Right.
We do it
as a result.
Yeah, it's our, and then when we, it does say, and that's a lot of people's favorite verse, delight yourself yeah. in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. But He changes Amen. Our desires.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
But that is so good.
I guess I've been on the journey for 26 years actively seeking God.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would say I've been a disciple for 24 years.
Mm-hmm.
I think this year, sometime in March, I'll be 25 years disciple on the road. And my desires don't look anything like what they did before. I mean, I'm serious.
He's changed.
Almost every prayer yeah. was, oh Lord, give me a man. And you know,
and
he did. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the Holy Spirit is with us every step of the way. He did give me someone. He gave me the best man.
Himself.
Yeah. He is the groom, and we are His bride.
Good.
But I didn't feel like that. I wasn't feeling that, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my bed's empty, and my house is cold, and I don't have anybody to share this sunrise with. Mm. And, oh, I felt so sorry for myself. Mm. You know, and then what happens? You get the man, and now I'm aggravated. Lord, my husband. And
this, this, and this.
You know, and it's like He said to those Pharisees, no one can please You. And that's true. But what He's doing, and I'm a work in progress.
Yes.
I need to have that, wear a t-shirt that says under construction or something yeah. like that.
Yeah.
Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. Well, I have a part to play in that. God is not just a magic genie.
Mm-mm.
You know, say your prayers and there's going to be a Cadillac in the driveway.
Right. He's not Santa Claus. He's not a slot machine.
No.
He's Almighty God,
yeah.
creator of the universe.
That's right.
and who created you and me. And as we trust in him and love him and delight in him, he does.
So, yeah, I want to meditate on that.
Yeah.
What does that really even mean, delight myself in the Lord?
Oh, he is so good, and he loves us and only wants the best for us. And even when we can't understand, when you know that he wants you to do something because it will bless your life, but initially your flesh says,
Well, it says here, feed on his faithfulness.
Oh, that's so good.
Delight in him. So really, when I read that, what jumps out at me is, what has God done?
Beautiful things in your
That's
life.
That's right.
Beautiful
and
things
I need
in
to
my life.
Chew yeah. on that.
Yeah.
I need to feed on his faithfulness. I need to eat that.
Yeah.
And I need to, so I'm in scripture. I'm, you know, every day, one day at a time, I read a little bit of Old Testament, New Testament, Psalms, and Proverbs. And I see every day, you know, what has God done? How has he been faithful? But also, what has he done in my life? And, you know, having a prayer journal, having journaling on scripture and mm-hmm. writing, you know, to myself,
mm-hmm.
talk to myself. So remember when the Lord did this, you know, having a prayer journal about mm. how he answers prayer, how he showed up in my life. And I think when I have done that more.
Yeah,
absolutely. I find myself fulfilled.
Yes.
I find myself okay with being married or single or whatever, you know, wherever I am in my life. I'm way more okay
yeah.
with the state of my life when I'm fulfilled by the Lord.
Yeah, because we all go through things, and sometimes our emotions do seem like a roller coaster, and we've just come out of a beautiful Christmas season, and mine was especially good, but now I miss my family.
Now it's the cold, dreary yeah. January winter.
Yes, but Jesus Christ is still with me.
Mm-hmm.
And God wants us to, in that verses 5 and 6, commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And it does mm-hmm. say he shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. He takes care of all these things mm-hmm. that we struggle with. He's there, and he protects, and he loves. And sometimes he doesn't deliver me out of it, but sometimes he does. But other times he'll just be with me through mm-hmm. the junk.
Well, he also, right in here in verse 8, he demands. It's a command. It's called the imperative tense.
Mm-hmm.
Cease from anger.
Yes.
Forsake wrath. Mm. Do not fret. It only causes harm.
Oh, yeah. And I know about fretting.
Yeah.
That was one of my besetting sins. I still struggle with that from time to time.
That causes physical illness.
It does. Yeah. And when I find myself, when I realize what I'm doing, if I'm feeding on negative yeah. thoughts or
you get that surge of cortisol and causes inflammation.
Oh,
it's horrible.
It does. And it's just so contrary to the Word of God. But that was one of the things I had to deal with. And I go to the Lord now. Finally, it hits me after I've been fretting for a while. And I say, oh, Lord, forgive me.
Mm.
Forgive me. I was not trusting in you. And
what about last year? All of the, you know, last year was an election year, and it was hot and heavy.
Oh, it was.
I mean, the opinions and the feelings were flying, and the mouths were wide open and wagging. And, you know, there was a lot of opportunity to get offended, no matter mm-hmm. who your candidate was.
Exactly.
And what we need to do is take this seriously and remember, cease from anger.
Yes, yes.
There is no room for margin in that.
Yeah.
Forsake wrath. There, you know, I need to be a healing force. I need to
exactly.
be a source of peace. And, you know, like you said, nobody here is doing it perfectly. Mm-mm. We're just trying to make progress. And so, you know, progress, practice makes progress is how I have... How yeah. I say it. There isn't any perfection on my side of the grave.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to work on that. But we need to commit to work on it. Yeah. I need to recognize it when it happens. And I'll tell you what, I can deal with people outside of my little personal circle, my hula hoop, way easier than the people that I expected more from. I don't expect a whole lot from, you know, Tom, Dick, and Harry, but the inside of my hula hoop people.
Yeah.
Ooh, you know, I have got to be better at not holding a grudge.
Yeah, and we have to be better about expectations, because lots of times we have these unrealistic expectations and we want way up here and it's not delivered. So we get upset and we say, Lord, was that my expectation or was it your expectation or mine? And usually when it doesn't deliver, it's mine. And
And then in 11 it says, but the meek shall inherit the earth.
Oh, I love that.
And shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. And meekness does not mean you're a doormat. It does not mean you have no rights or anything like that. It actually means power under control.
Exactly.
So a meek person is someone who has self-control.
Yeah, and there's a humility and not a pride.
And what did Jesus say about that on the Sermon on the Mount? He talks about the meek.
The meek will inherit the earth. I mean, that's he's quoting. Yeah.
Let's read that. Can you pull that up?
Yeah.
Matthew 5.
Matthew 5, I will. Mm-hmm. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. That is my translation.
Mm-hmm.
But he did. I mean, the whole...
And that's really upside down thinking, but he's quoting scripture. He's testifying to scripture.
And I even looked up the definition of meek, and it didn't say power under control, but I know that that is exactly what it is. You know, you can't go with all these dictionaries online, but what it is power under control, but it's humility. It's the opposite of pride. It's caring about other people's feelings.
No arrogance. That's right.
And versus your own.
Yeah, letting go of self-defending and self-promoting and just walking through, you know, in the peace of God. Amen. And I love that God says, hey, hang on. You know, don't worry about this. Don't trip out about so-and-so. Don't trip out about all, you know, they're going to get away with. I mean, we all know people who are maybe way wrapped up in, you know, keeping tabs on, you know, political stuff. And
that's ridiculous.
And each side is basically the same with a different label in terms of how frenzied and upset they get, and you know, they're getting away with it. They're getting away with it. Well, God says, relax.
He does.
Don't worry about the wicked. They're just about gone.
Yeah.
You know, people come and go, just like, you know, in the summertime, some of these folks, they've got their lawns fed and watered, and they got that lush grass in their front lawn, right? And then, just like that, about this time of year, it's dead.
Yeah.
And so he says, and just that fast, you know, the wicked perish.
Oh, I love that. And that's in that, verse 2, because don't be envious of them, of the workers of iniquity. 2, for they shall be cut off and cut down like the grass. That makes you feel so much better. But that was what I was doing on my phone with politics. I was looking at all the wicked, you know, and I didn't want to, but then there was...
There's kind of a feeling of self-righteousness when we look at some of these people who have lost their minds with power.
Yeah, but it's an ungodly curiosity,
says, depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. Like, Mary, you just do you. You don't have to worry about all those other people. You do you. Like, what's in your hula hoop? What's in your, you know, sphere of influence? What do you need to do? And I don't need to worry about what about them and they.
Yeah.
God takes care of them and they.
And it says he laughs. Even the wicked plots all this stuff. Mm-hmm. But in verse 13, the Lord laughs at him, for mm-hmm. he sees his day is coming. Mm-hmm. It's like he's not worried about the wicked. He knows mm-hmm. what's going to happen. And there are other scriptures that says that the Lord is angry at the wicked. I know that. Mm-hmm. But this, the Lord is not concerned. He knows
and
that.
And we know that mm-hmm. there really is, I believe, there really is evil and corruption.
Yeah.
You know, whenever you get anybody, a group of people who are not surrendered to the Lord together, and you give them that much power and money and influence, don't be surprised that mm-hmm. there's unrighteousness. But God says in verse 32, he says, the wicked watches the righteous and seeks to slay him. Mm-hmm. It's not a conspiracy theory. That's real. You know, mm-hmm. there is a power struggle. But it says, the Lord will not leave him in his hand.
Mm.
So, you know, God's going to protect me. God's yep. going to look out for me. Mm-hmm. I can trust in his provision.
Yes. He's saying, trust me, trust me. I've got it.
Wait on the Lord and keep mm-hmm. his way, and he shall yeah. exalt you to inherit the land.
Mm.
Not if, but when the wicked are cut off, you shall see it.
Yeah.
Maybe not in my day. I don't know. You know, I think that day is coming when Jesus returns.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't have to wonder if it's when Jesus returns and yeah. he settles the accounts. It's all going to get dealt with. I don't have to deal with it.
Yeah, it's not our place.
And it won't be enough. Any punishment I can dole out, it wouldn't be enough. But the Lord, he can deal it. His yeah. wrath will be sufficient.
Yeah.
Mine's just not going to be. So just, you know what? Just don't worry about it.
Yeah. And when it says, mark the blameless man mm-hmm. and observe the upright, for the future of that man is peace.
Yeah. Fix our eyes on, you know what Mr. Rogers said? He said, look for the helpers. When yeah. things are falling apart, look for the helpers. It's kind of a way of saying, look for somebody who's upright or blameless.
Yeah.
Look out for who's, you know, Paul said it, whatever is good, whatever is lovely, whatever is righteous, fix your eyes on that stuff.
Yeah. That's
instead of looking for the bad, look, you know, focus, dial in on the good.
And that is such a gift. That is a yeah. recipe for good mental health.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I have really abandoned some of those videos about, you know, oh, did you see what they did? Did you hear what so-and-so said?
Trash them.
I'm sort of, I've got the decluttering bug. So that's I just good. Look at, you know, and it's, you know, it's still sort of mindless
mm-hmm.
video watching or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to do some of that, you know, self-honesty. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be on my phone and look at a video. That's, I need to do it less. I need to make it a reward.
Yeah.
However, you know, I put on comedy and
I like comedy
and I do like a good adventure movie, but for the most part, I have on comedy. I have on somebody who's like de-junking her house. And I also, I have a playlist on YouTube that I like to listen to. I've mentioned before, this guy read scripture in Westminster Abbey during the pandemic, and I love his voice, and so I can listen to that guy go on for books and books if I have insomnia.
Yeah,
and usually I just fall asleep listening to scripture.
Yeah, I've done that also, and also mm-hmm. praise and worship. I want to do more praise and worship, which when you worship the Lord, it's like it lifts you above.
It charges you, doesn't it?
Yes, yes. I want more praise and worship.
It's like we said last week, it's that serotonin.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that joy and that comes from giving him what he's worth.
Mm. That's what really soars my spirit when I listen to praise and worship. And it's mm-hmm. more like scripture sung, but you're thinking about and focusing on the goodness of God mm-hmm. and how wonderful He is and how much we love Him and how much He loves us, which is so...
And that we can trust Him.
We can trust Him because He loves us. And we need to share that love with others.
Amen. I don't need to worry about the details of my life. I don't need to worry about the details of my country or the world. Yeah. I don't need to worry about the details of who I think isn't doing right in my family or in my friends or whatever. Work, I can trust in the Lord. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that I don't have a part to play.
Yeah.
But I can trust in the Lord. Yeah. I can take refuge in Him. And then, you know, my part is, you know, don't fret, mm-hmm. delight in Him, contemplate Him.
Yeah.
And He's going to give us peace.
Yeah. Yes. And I love it in this psalm in 23 and 24, the steps mm-hmm. of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and He delights in His way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with His hand.
Yes.
And there are two other verses in the Bible that really also, Proverbs 24:16 says, the godly may trip seven times, but they will get up again. Mm. But one disaster is enough to overthrow the wicked. And so just think about that. And there was another one.
Well, I love that it says, I've been young and now I'm old. Yes. I've not seen the righteous forsaken nor his descendants begging bread.
Mm.
And I've lived at the country club and I've lived in a trailer park and the whole time no matter what was going on in my life. Now I've had to sit in line for an EBT card to get that bread. But God has always seen me through. I've been faithful. Surrounded by godly people, and they have looked out for me. I will never forget in 1999 after Hurricane Floyd, all these people helping me and my kids to have enough to eat and blankets. And you know, we lived at the beach. And God doesn't promise me a country club address, but He does promise that He's going to take care of me.
That's so good. And I agree. Even in Micah 7:8, it says, let me see. Also, I don't have, do not rejoice over me amid my tragedies, O my enemy. Though I fall, I will rise.
Yeah.
Though I sit in the darkness of distress, the Lord will be a light for me. So when the righteous fall, and sometimes we do, we fall, but the Lord will deliver him and lift him up. Now, when the wicked fall, forget it. They might be down and out. And even in Job 5:19, He will rescue you from six troubles. Even in seven, evil will not touch you. Mm-hmm. So, hey, God is there for us, even when we blow it and disobey.
Or even if we don't blow it, but we just, you know, we get the diagnosis and we don't get better.
Exactly.
He's going to raise me from the dead.
Yes, and give
me a new body.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, will.
And so, you know, I love what Rick Warren said. He said, it all works out in the end. If it's not working out, he said, it's not the end.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's not working out, it's not the end.
We need to trust Him. We need to commit our
It's trust. I'm working to trust on that. Him. Yeah. Because His track record with both of us, Mary, and frankly, every Christian that's ever lived is flawless.
Yeah, He's got a track record.
And, yes.
And so do I, and His is better.
His is the one. A lot better than mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to do in 2025. We're going to work that heart and faith muscle that we trust in the Lord with all our heart and commit our ways to Him because He is faithful and He is worthy good. Of our trust and praise.
Yeah, He doesn't say in His word, figure it out, Robin, figure there it out, go. Mary. He says, trust me.
Amen. Well, this has been great. I am. I needed to hear this.
Me too.
And so, listener, we love you. We are grateful for you being here. We hope that you've gotten something out of the Word, and we hope that you'll come back next week. We are going to start talking about love, yeah. Right, Robin?
February is the love month.
Yeah. So trust God, clean house, help others, don't fret, expect peace.
Yes, and wait on the Lord.
And wait on Him. He is worthy.
And He's faithful.
Thanks, Robin.
Love you, Mary.
Love you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Word Sower podcast. We're grateful for you and your interest in knowing God and His Scripture. If you don't have a relationship with Jesus, you can have one starting today. Right now, right where you are, pray with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner and I ask for your forgiveness. I want to turn from my sins, living life my own way, and I want you to decide what my life should be. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. Come into my heart and life to be my Lord and Savior. Your word says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Make me new and guide me. Your will be done. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, you are a new person in Jesus. We would love to hear from you and help you know what next steps to take. You can reach us at wordsowerpodcast@gmail.com. We look forward to the next time we're together when we will open up the Word of God and share how it has changed our lives with you.